Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1116 here on a Wednesday. Good to have you along for the show. Mailbag coming up about 45 minutes from now. Get your questions for me to George at 1620thezone.com. Best email question is going to win a little food to Oscars. Plus Scott Shanley here in this hour as well. So, you know, I talked about it. You know, you got to sometimes I just sit and think about Nebraska football because you got to feed the beast, you know? I mean, that's ultimately what you got to do in this market. And sometimes I'll think about different ways to, you know, talk about the program, talk about Frost, talk about the future, talk about the present. And sometimes I sit and almost like, this sounds psycho, but I'll just like ask myself questions. Okay, what is this? What is that? And last night I'm sitting and I'm thinking about Nebraska football. And I kind of posed this question myself. Finish this sentence. Nebraska wins the Big Ten West if what? I want you to think about that for a second. In your mind, how would you? Nebraska wins the Big Ten West if what? To me, it comes down to three things. If I had to really boil it down to three things, and I wanted to have them be the types of things that you can actually trace and digest and sink your teeth into. The first one is the defense takes a big step forward in forcing turnovers. You know, Eric Chenander, the man himself, has told you when he has talked about his defense and what is important and what isn't important, what clearly is important is forcing turnovers. The year Central Florida went undefeated, year two, Central Florida led the nation in turnover margin. With an explosive offense and how Nebraska is built on that side of the football, the defense is, you know, they're going to give up some yards, give up some points. But the thing that Chenander has said he wants is got to be disruptive, got to force turnovers, got to get some sacks. Got to be aggressive, got to disjoint the offense. And, you know, that whole have a desire to succeed with no fear of failure, you know, that mantra that Frost has kind of dubbed with the team? I think that applies to the defensive mindset big time. You know, try to make plays. It's what they want. Don't be on your heels, paralyzed with the fear of failure. Be on your toes, ready to make plays. And Nebraska really struggled at forcing turnovers last year, and it impacted wins and losses. Again, chew on this. I want you to really chew on this. First six games last year, Nebraska's turnover margin was -7. They were a -7 first six games, and Nebraska was 0-6. Last six games of the season, Nebraska's turnover margin was +5, and Nebraska went 4-2. I don't think it's too crazy of dots to connect that there is a direct correlation there. So in my opinion, for Nebraska to win the West, Nebraska has to build on how they finish the season in terms of turnover margin, and that starts with the defense being opportunistic to make some things happen. So I'll start there. Secondly, I'll finish the sentence up. Nebraska will win the Big Ten West if playmakers outside of J.D. Spielman step up. Right now, at this moment, 11-20, June 26, let's be real honest for a second. The only proven perimeter playmaker for Nebraska right now in terms of penciling in production next year is J.D. Spielman. After that, it's like, okay, Maurice Washington, I mean, at this point, we can't say with definitive certainty that he's 100% going to be on the field next year. And I like Dedrick Mills. I really do. I'm really confident in him, but he's still a newcomer. I hear nothing but amazing things about Wandale Robinson's ability to play the game of football. But again, he hasn't played a down of Division I football at the Big Ten level. And then all the other running backs and wide receivers that are returning, they never really made a splash last year. I love Adrian Martinez, and I totally believe in Scott Frost, you know, the scheme, the play calling, all that good stuff. But for this offense to really pop, we need to be all ranting and raving about someone other than J.D. Spielman at the end of the year in terms of perimeter playmakers. If that happens, I feel pretty darn good about the offense and its ability to move the ball, put up points. I feel pretty darn good about the offense if that happens. And then lastly, in finishing the sentence of Nebraska will win the Big Ten West if the Huskers stay healthy. I know you can roll your eyes at that if you want to, but let's be honest, there are certain programs that can endure injuries to starters more than others. I mean, you look at a place like Ohio State, you know, a quarterback goes down, they bring in another guy that's like a five-star. Alabama, Jalen Hurts, here's Tua. You know, like, injuries could really derail Nebraska. Nebraska still isn't a deep team. That is still a huge issue as this program's kind of getting built back up. So I look at injuries, man. Some of the, you know, the top-end talent in the first string is solid. It's solid. But what this program is still building back up is depth. This program is still building back up depth. A few injuries in a few spots would be devastating. Take linebacker, for example. Oh, man. You know, Mo Berry gets hurt. Someone like, you know, you get a few specific injuries at a few specific spots. Oh boy. So to me, absolutely avoiding injuries, staying healthy, huge. So to me, those are the three things. I mean, again, like I said, the reality is it's like 8 or 9 or 10 things, and I could keep going on and talk about special teams and third down defense and all that. But if I had to boil it down to three things, if I had to put it into three separate things, those would be the three. And to me, what I like, all those are traceable, trackable, digestible. You can sink your teeth into them. Nebraska will win the Big Ten West if the defense takes a big step forward with turnovers. Nebraska will win the Big Ten West if someone other than J.D. Spielman steps up in the playmaker spots, at the playmaker spots. And Nebraska will win the Big Ten West if they avoid injuries. I mean, again, forcing turnovers. I got to give you that stat again. First six games of the year last year, Nebraska was -7 turnover margin. -7. They were 0-6. Last six games, Nebraska was +5 turnover margin. They go 4-2. Again, I think you can connect those dots. And bottom line is, defense needs to take a step forward and forcing turnovers. You got to get someone other than J.D. Spielman. I mean, a year from now, people got to be talking about Mills and Wandell Robinson and one of the other receivers. I mean, you got to hope the Washington situation clears up. You got to get Mills and Wandell Robinson to ball out and probably need one or two other wide receivers to elevate and make plays. And then again, injuries is huge. I mean, Nebraska's still not there with depth yet. They're not. That's going to take some time with recruiting classes, with Zach Duvall in the weight room. So some injuries in specific spots would be really, really problematic. Really problematic. So I think if those three things unfold, you know, I think Nebraska does have a legit shot at winning the West. But boy, if Nebraska doesn't improve in the turnover margin department, the defense, and Nebraska doesn't have a lot of those other guys not named J.D. Spielman elevate, Nebraska gets injured in a few spots, ooh, boy, you're looking at another tough year, I think. That's kind of what you're looking at. All right, so again, still to come, mailbag in about a half hour. Make sure you get your questions in. Email George at 1620thezone.com. It's my therapy, people. Don't let me down. I go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs if I don't get my mailbag, all right? Come on. All right, coming up next, Mr. Scott Shanley. He's black shirt, Super Bowl champ. Stop by, we'll talk a little football. Scott Shanley next.